This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. This is The Lamb. I'm your host for today, Adriel.
Mir.
Luca.
And Mario.
And without further ado, we'll get into the first song today, which is All the Things I Couldn't Say to You by Busty and the Bass. That was called All the Things I Couldn't Say to You by Busty and the Bass. A lot of instruments in that one. What do you guys think?
I like the song. It was just kind of long, though. It was a 5-minute song, give or take. And then, but I saw a lot of soul in that song, and then like felt a little bit of Tame Impala in that song. How's that make you feel, Mario?
Man, did you know Tame Impala was just one guy?
What?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
But Mario, why are you acting surprised? Like, we didn't say that like 3 weeks in a row.
You didn't say it last week.
Yes, we did.
We didn't.
Yes, we did.
No.
Alright, you know what? Enough of you. Alright. Okay. Next song, 22 by Julie Verne and with Laugh Cry Laugh. That was 22 by Julie Byrne with Laugh Cry Laugh. Really slow song, really
somber. Reminds me the vocal about Leve. She's coming to Vancouver. If any of y'all are going, that's awesome. I went to her first concert before she blew up. It was way cheaper. First concert tickets were like $20.
Well, you are not Fortnite OG.
So first concert tickets were like $20-$30, and then now they're like $230, so like damn.
Holy.
But she's performing at the Vancouver Opera House. That's where our teacher performs, Mr. Pepe.
Oh yeah,
shout out Mr. Pepe.
Yep. And then wait, that was definitely a slow song. Hopefully we pick it up. And going into our next song is,
I mean, Mir, are you alright? Because I know you chose that song.
Yeah, man. I remember you picking that song.
Yeah, you need a shoulder to lean on. We got you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I just hit my head because I don't remember picking that song, but...
All right, well, we remember, though.
So. Yeah, we remember.
Totally.
You don't need to remember because we remember.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't worry, Mir. It'll be okay. The next song is This What You Fear by Carl Glacier.
Thing I wanna do is lose your faith.
That was "Is This What You Fear" by Carl Glacier. That was a really short song too.
Yeah, I agree. That was
it was like
short.
A minute and a half. Last song was barely 2 minutes, almost 2 minutes.
Yeah. I felt indifferent about the song. I thought the instrumental was nice, but the vocals could have been EQ'd better because the high ends were getting to my ears. In the studio, we have big speakers, so I just know that if you're in your car, you know, maybe you don't hear it that well, but for me, it was kind of piercing.
Yeah, I'm Mr. Professional over here.
I'm not even
to be like argumentative, but I didn't hear that too much.
Okay.
I think that just might be a personal problem.
You know what? What matters is a song at the end of the day. It sounds good, and it's good.
So amen.
Did you like the song, Adriel?
I liked the song. I liked it. You know, it made a little bit more of a better mood from that last song, the last song that we played.
Yeah.
You know, that one was kind of sad.
22?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, this one didn't overstay its welcome. It's nice, quick to the point.
Yeah.
Good vibes.
Yeah, makes you feel happier than that. The other song. It's kind of
the one that Mir picked.
Yeah, the one that Mir picked.
22.
It's kind of a coincidence that it's the album cover is a heart and a sad song.
Mir, are you okay? Mir, we love you.
Mir,
bro.
Yeah.
We're here at SF.
SJSF.
SJSF, my apologies.
CJSF.
it's been a rough day for me, I'm sorry. But, you know, we love you, man.
Yeah, it's been rough ever since she left.
I'm so sorry. Who's she, if you don't mind explaining?
Yeah, full name.
Yeah. Government name.
Okay.
ID.
Okay, we don't need a name. Just what role did she have in your life?
What's a student ID?
Man, like, she's really special to me. Like, I consider her my girlfriend. But then she came up to me. She's like,
Mir, she was your grade 6 teacher. Get over it.
You know what, Mir? It's okay. You're about to get the motion, you know? Because the next song is called Motions by Glass Beach.
And we all know slow motion is better than no motion.
Amen. All right. Next song, Motions by Glass Beach. We'll be right back. That was Motions by Glass Beach. You know, hopefully that lifted up Muse's spirit a little bit.
There's lots of motion in that song.
Yeah. Lots of motion. What do you think, Muir?
I'm Josh Giddy.
That has nothing to do with... All right.
I don't know why you
would... I'd say all right. Like,
I don't know why you would bring up Josh Giddy. He's quite a controversial figure right now.
I'm feeling giddy.
Do you know what he did?
No.
Well, I'm not going to be the one to explain.
Yeah, I think it's best if you don't know, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's a little role model to me. Just because of... What?
That's not something you should be saying.
Yeah, you shouldn't say that.
What? He's a great basketball player.
That's just not even true. He's averaging like 9 right now. On the OKC Thunder. Shout out Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And that's my third cousin.
Oh, wait, really?
It's true.
Sick.
Actually?
Yeah.
Say on cool. Zarif Safin's life.
Who is that?
Yeah, who's that guy?
Just a little,
I mean, we were supposed to interview him, but, like, since he didn't want to interview with us anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Since he wants to be Hollywood, I might as well be Hollywood as well.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, you know what?
You know, my mom always taught me as a kid, treat others how you want to be treated.
Yeah.
And I don't like to be.
Yep. I don't think anyone does.
The next song is called Pressure by Mina because...
I hate
to. Because
Mira's under pressure.
Yeah, Mira's under pressure. And yeah, pressure by Mina.
I took a cig and a shake, and things got ugly. Live for the end of the day, and it consumed me.
Get a PSA.
That was Pressure by Mina.
Fun fact, Mina means everybody in Japanese.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, this Mina has got 2 eyes. Just in case you want to search her up.
Yeah.
Mario's...
Are you saying she has 2 eyes or like the name has 2 eyes?
Both.
Well, both, actually.
Well, what if she has 1
eye? Actually, yeah, that is...
What if she has 3 eyes? We don't know.
Yeah. Well, I'd be a little bit worried if she had 3 eyes, but...
Open your 3rd eye.
Do you open your chakra points, Mir?
Yeah. After I watched Naruto, I was like...
All right. Quick PSA announcement.
Yeah.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Lots of people feel refreshed after a three-day weekend. How about having one every week? Almost 200 companies around the world have completed six-month trials of a four-day work week, with no reductions in employee pay. So far, the results are promising.
Stress, burnout, mental health, physical health, job satisfaction, all of those going in the right directions.
Juliet Shore is an economist and sociologist at Boston College and is leading the trials in collaboration with the nonprofit 4-Day Week Global. Their results suggest that the shorter work week has also had modest climate benefits. On average, participants spent a little less time commuting by car, and many reported that they spent more time on climate-friendly activities, such as biking and walking, instead of driving. Most companies have been able to implement the changes without sacrificing productivity. But Shore says other studies she's done suggest that working less while also rethinking our cultural drive to produce so much could yield larger reductions in carbon pollution.
We get a climate benefit and people get a well-being benefit. So I'd like to see work time reduction in the climate discourse in a much bigger way than it has been.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
All right, that was a PSA. It took a little bit long, but because we had a little bit of a technical issue, but that's okay. Back to Pressure by Mina.
But yeah, I like that song. It was okay. It was good paced. I like a little bit of the shorter side today. I think even if this song doesn't stay to our liking, it doesn't stay its welcome, as Mario said.
Yeah, doesn't overstay its welcome.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think Mina, powerful vocalist. She proved that with that song. And, you know, I might keep track of her stuff moving on because I like what I heard.
Yeah, I mean, right when it started off, it didn't sound like how I was expecting it to, like, really sound, like, towards, like, the middle or, like, the end.
But, definitely not.
You know, it was actually kind of enjoyable, at least more than I thought it was going to be, in my opinion.
But I thought it was going to be, like, an Olivia Rodrigo clone or something like that. I'm glad it wasn't, though.
Yeah.
Pleasant surprise.
Yeah. All right, well, next song is called Used by Stoylov.
We'll be right back. that you belong with us as one.
That was used by Stoylov. Ended a little bit
abruptly.
Yeah, I found that very interesting. The noise is pretty weird. Mir, can you recreate it for us?
Yeah. Could you play it real quick?
Yeah, sure. Give me a second.
I just want to say I love how this has become a reoccurring thing for us.
I know.
I want to say shout out Mir for be making these sounds. Okay. All
right. Mir, hold on.
I'm holding.
Yeah, keep holding on.
Brother. What are you holding on to, Mir? Let go of your past. Embrace the future.
I can't hear it.
Just turn the mics off.
All right, well, anyways.
But you should make it off the top of your head.
Kind of reminded me of the SpongeBob episode where...
That's not what we're asking. Remake the sound.
Okay, well, I want to give some backstory.
No, the backstory doesn't matter. The sound matters. All right?
No, it's my sound. It's my story. It's my purple.
I'm sorry, did you make the song?
Yeah. I don't think...
Oh, really?
Is your name Stoylov?
That's my middle name.
Actually?
No.
How do you know?
Because I know everything.
Because I've known you since you were born.
Yeah. All right, make
the sound.
Honestly, it wasn't that bad.
That wasn't bad, actually. Yeah, it's pretty good. It,
man? I feel like I could do better.
That's pretty good.
Turn the mics off.
Okay.
But you belong with us as one.
Yeah. That was might be a tough one.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's pretty tough.
Mm-hmm. Okay.